Mohamed Mansaray can't remember the last time the Association for Ebola Survivors, of which he is secretary, carried out a campaign to educate the public about the virus. Funding has dried up, and just looking after themselves and their families is quite a struggle. But this is not the only problem survivors like Mohamed face.
Stigma still on the Ebola survivors' family. Because some of them, we have been living with them because of this support. You know, bringing rice, money, palm oil, you know, they go and supply. But now there's no supply, so they look at them. They look at them differently.
More than 26,000 people were infected by Ebola after the first case was reported in West Africa in 2014. And more than 11,000 people died in three West African countries.
Many of the 4,000 people who died of Ebola in Sierra Leone are buried here. 8 years on, the virus remains a threat. But because of past experiences in dealing with the disease, experts say medics are better equipped and prepared for any outbreak.
At a military facility in Freetown is Sierra Leone's first Ebola response center. Hundreds of people were treated here. But in the absence of new cases, the center now handles other infectious diseases, including COVID-19. Colonel Stephen Sivali, commander of the country's Army Medical Corps, was part of the Ebola response team 8 years ago.
We know now what does not work, even if we don't know what works. And I think we're in a better position than before. However, I don't think we're out of the woods.
During the pandemic, big investments were made in facilities and equipment to fight the virus. But officials say most can't be used now.
So all those infrastructure, the resources, the equipment deteriorated, and we are not able to plug into those facilities during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Despite that, he says, the experience gained during Ebola epidemic has helped with the COVID-19 response.
It's a vulnerable group.
But Mohamed remains concerned. Many Sierra Leoneans still wouldn't know how to protect themselves from Ebola. He fears an outbreak now could cause as much damage as in 2014 or even more. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Waterloo, Sierra Leone.